Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. In today's program, we look at the Clean Coasts Project and Nada Tiap Jamaica campaign being implemented by the Jamaica Environment Trust JET in partnership with the Tourism Enhancement Fund TEF. And in our No Jamaica feature, we head to the Garden Parish, St. Anne. Stay with us for an enjoyable time. I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
Like the world. We island clean. So clean. From the streets to the beach. So
clean. Engine blocks. An industrial cylinder. Hundreds of plastic and glass bottles. Clothing, towels, shoes, plastic bags, and tires were among refuse collected from underwater sites around popular beaches in Negril and Ocharias in October 2014. These items were retrieved during a series of resort area underwater cleanups as part of the Clean Coasts Project, being implemented by the Jamaica Environment Trust JET, with funding support from the Tourism Enhancement Fund TEF. The Clean Coasts Project also incorporates targeted educational activities for secondary students, as well as a public education campaign. The JET team has already started a series of underwater cleanups of the island's seafloor around 8 beaches on the north coast between Ocharias and Negril. From October 2014 to May 2015, the JET team will complete 32 dives to clean up the seafloor and scoop up floating debris after rainfall events. It's an initiative geared towards addressing a national problem, garbage.
Bags, bottles, cups, plates, sweetie paper, cheese crunchy paper. Jamaica is drowning in a sea of plastic, and it often ends up in the sea. Waste goes from land to sea, and it's often brought back onto land by the sea. There on the beach, we have our last chance to pick it up before it is washed out to sea and is out of sight, out of mind, until a tourist finds it.
Chief Executive Officer of JET, Diana McCauley. The Clean Coasts Project's National Environmental Public Education Campaign, Nada Tiap Jamaica, is backed by $34.5 million from the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. The campaign is aimed at promoting individual responsibility and action in preventing improper disposal of garbage, as opposed to just cleaning up.
I want to share with you a little anecdote told to me by a JET member. He saw a man throw a juice box on the ground as he walked through Halfway Tree. He tapped the man on the shoulder and said to him with a smile, "Nada Tiap Jamaica." And the man smiled back and he said, "A true." And he picked up the juice box. Each and every one of us can and should transmit this message.
And just how important is the Nada Tiap Jamaica message? Extremely important, especially in light of information from the 2014 International Coastal Cleanup Jamaica National Report. The report shows that over 7,000 volunteers cleaned 113 sites across the island for International Coastal Cleanup Day last year under the guidance of the JET team. Over 85,000 pounds of garbage was recovered, more than 80% of which was plastic. The Tourism Ministry fully supports the thrust to improve knowledge and attitudes regarding waste management.
We treat as a matter of priority the environmental management, the mitigation of potential damage to our environment.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the government is fully committed to keeping Jamaica clean.
The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment takes a special interest in these matters, not merely to ensure the sustainability of the industry, but equally to protect and preserve our environment for ourselves as a people. We play an active and vigilant role in environmental protection and preservation.
As we each play our role in preserving our island, let's take JET's message with us throughout 2015 and beyond.
Nada Tiap Jamaica, please don't do it.
We love Jamaica.
In our No Jamaica feature, we look at St. Anne. St. Anne is said to be Jamaica's largest parish. It's the birthplace of reggae icon Bob Marley and the Right Excellent Marcus Garvey. The parish was formerly named Santa Gloria by Christopher Columbus and features several tourist attractions, including Duns River Falls, Green Grotto Caves, and Mystic Mountain. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.